This legal challenge actually began with a bit of theater on the floor of the Washington State House.
Representative Jenkins.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I rise for point of parliamentary inquiry.
This was last May. Democrat Lori Jenkins brought to the floor a proposal to end a tax break for banks and dedicate the money to education. Jenkins passionately believed in her bill, but on this day she knew it didn't have the votes to pass. Still, she wanted to get Speaker of the House Frank Chop on the record saying as much.
Mr. Speaker, what is the number of votes required for final passage of Substitute House Bill 2078?
Speaker Chop's answer was in legalese. But the upshot was this. It would take a two-thirds vote of the House to end that tax break for banks. Not a simple majority. Today, Jenkins explains that highly scripted back and forth on the floor was designed to create a pretext for a lawsuit.
You know, a lot of that exchange was really our attempt to illustrate quite clearly for the courts the constitutional conundrum.
Here's that conundrum, as she puts it. On the one hand, Washington's Constitution says it takes a simple majority vote to pass legislation. But Initiative 1053 from 2 years ago requires a supermajority for tax votes. That's two-thirds of the legislature. So is that constitutional? Jenkins, an attorney, doesn't think so. So she filed a lawsuit, along with 11 of her fellow legislative Democrats, Washington's Teachers Union, and a host of others.
We need to have a decision.
Democratic State Senator David Frakt, also an attorney, is among those challenging the supermajority requirement.
We could be right. We could be wrong. I think we're right. I think we've got a really strong argument. But I think it would be a really bad thing if we don't have a decision one way or the other. We need to know.
Democratic Governor Chris Gregoire agrees. She's not taking sides in this case, but is urging the courts to step in and referee. Historically, judges in Washington have been unwilling to consider challenges to the two-thirds threshold. Republican Attorney General Rob McKenna hopes that's the court's position again this time.
What we have here is a classic case of a group of plaintiffs being dissatisfied with the outcome they achieved in the legislative process. Now they're seeking redress in the judicial process, and it's not properly before the court. This is still a political question, a legislative question, not a question for the judiciary.
As Attorney General, McKenna's office is tasked with defending this voter-approved law. McKenna says even if the courts take this case, the plaintiffs are misreading Washington's Constitution.
There's no limitation we find in the Constitution that prevents this supermajority rule from being enacted.
Personally, McKenna, who's a candidate for governor, says he supports the higher threshold for tax votes. His opponent, Democratic Congressman Jay Inslee, does not. Someone who's not a party to the lawsuit but will be in court for oral arguments is professional initiative promoter Tim Iman. He sponsored I-1053 and considers the lawsuit to overturn it a personal affront.
It's like watching one of my kids get mugged on the way to school.
Iman says the lawmakers behind this lawsuit are just trying to thwart the will of voters.
No, that's not true.
Again, Representative Jenkins.
I love our Constitution. I believe in our form of government, and I believe we ought to abide by our form of government.
Both sides are scheduled to make their case in Superior Court in Seattle on March 9th. Whatever the judge decides, the losing side will almost certainly appeal to the Washington Supreme Court. Undeterred, Tim Iman has already filed another supermajority initiative for this fall. I'm Austin Jenkins in Olympia.